HaKlaim means you have an animal that came from Klaim. That means the mother Chveis was a deer, and the Chveis and the father was a cow. Kitzah, the Klaim, you have two animals living together and you have a baby, that's called Klaim. So Rashi says Klaim is personally a Akreva. It's personal for Korban. Still the Pasuk says, Shor or Kesev, Pratla Klaim. It's no good for Klaim. Who are din of Trefa? Sheep, if you have an animal that's a Trefa, you can't bring it for Korban. Who are din V'yotzei Dofen? If you have an animal that's Yotzei Dofen, that was not born normally like Caesarean, Yotzei Dofen. So Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Ki Yivolein, Pratla Yotzei Dofen. So Rashi says, Vahani Chamish, these five things, Yalav Rab Lezim, Mikroi B'Tumura, Per Gesh B'Kabonis. The what the loichal kedusha lame. You can't be masters these type of an animals. A klayim, a treifa, yachidayfin, tumtum via drugness. Holding an animal that's a tumtum on a drugness, the kedusha, you cannot be makrevit. It has no kedusha's carbon. Like kedushin, v'loy makdishin. They can't become kedush, and you can't be makdish something else. What does that mean? V'yom ha-shmuel, like kedushin b'tmura. That means even if you take this animal that's an androgynous, you have an animal that has two simonim, a zocher and a nekeva. Now you have another korban that has already kedusha. Now when you have a korban that's kadosh already, there's a din of tamura. Tamura means you take another animal next to it and say, zu tachazu, you want the kedusha of the first animal to go off it and to go on to the second animal. And the chiddush of tamura is, even if the animal you're bringing now is a balmum, even though it's ra, it's a balmum, still kedusha is chal on it. So the chiddush is, but over here, if the animal is an androgynous, the kedusha is not chal on it. Even though you're only making a tumur out of it. Whereas you have already one good korban, and you're taking now this animal that's an androgynous and putting it next to the other one to make tumura, it's not chal. Loi kedusha means b'tumura. Loi makatsha means b'yose tumura, that in the case where it was kedush. How can it become kedush? Rashi explains where the mother was kedush. And then the mother gave birth. If you have an animal, you will makdish an animal. And then the animal gives birth. So halacha is, its kid is automatically kedush. And if it gives birth to an androgynous, the kid has kedusha on it. Now if you take this carbon, and take another animal, and make it into tamura, the second animal does not become kedush. Since this first animal is an androgynous, it doesn't have enough kedusha to make another carbon. It's another proof here. But according to Rabbi Lezer, an animal that's an androgynous is not called a Vade Zohar. It cannot have Kedushas Karbonis. So you see, it does not have a Shem Zohar, it's a Suffolk. So you see, Loy Lakhil Amar Rabbi Lezer, that an androgynous is a Zohar. In fact, Rabbi Lezer, why not Chayav Malov Skilo Kazohar? Lezer says an androgynous has a din of a Zohar, and somebody lives with him, he's Chayiv Misa, it's called Mishkeve Zohar. Tanya, Omar Rabbi said, Kishalachti luma teretzer Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua, when I went to learn Torah by Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua, chibru olai talmidov. He had so many talmidim over there, kitanagolim shel beis bakiya. Like a tanagolim of beis bakiya means there are a lot of chickens there. So Rashi says the pshat was he had a lot of talmidim there. They didn't let me get close to the Rebbe. They hugged the Rebbe there. They're close to the Rebbe too much. I couldn't even get close to him. I only learned one thing from him. That's the only thing I was able to learn there. That's all. So Rashi, the bottom Rashi says that Shabbos Buki means the Kiyim, the Charifim, the Emenichim, Tarnagel, Nochri B'nayim. It was a chicken house there, a chicken market there. And they didn't let a new Talmud get near the Rebbe. All the Talmidim were so close to him, I couldn't get near him. So the only thing I heard of was this halacha. And Rav Lezer holds an androgynous takis, chayov malaskilo, kizachar. Hadru lechor. Is that the Mishnah? Yesh mutaris labalayim. There are certain ladies that it could be to their own husband their mutter, but viasuris liyivmeyim. It could be when the husband dies, and now there's a mitzvah yibam to the brother, there's yirasa to the yavam. It's possible to your own husband you are mutter, but to the brother yirasa. It could be the other way. Mutaris liyivmeyim, there are certain ladies that are mutter to the brother when their husband dies, but the asuras labalayim, but the chayv elavim to their own husband, they were asa. Mutaris liyelu liyelu. That's poshut. The normal case is that first she's mutter to her husband, and then when the husband dies, there's a mitzvah yibam to marry the brother. That the isha can be mutter to both. And there could also be cases of the asuras liyelu liyelu. There could be cases where the isha is also to both. She was also to her first husband, and when her husband dies, she's also to the brother also. Now we'll explain. V'yelu mutaris labalayim v'yasuris livmeim. These are the ladies that are mutter to their own husband, but they're also to their brother-in-law, their husband's brother. Koyin hedyid shenosa salmona. Let's say a regular koyin got married to an almona. He's allowed to marry an almona. A koyin can't marry a grusha, but an almona he's mutter to. So a koyin hedyid, the regular koyin, married an almona, a widow. V'yesh layach koyin godol. And he has a brother now that's a koyin godol. So when this brother dies now, when the koyin dies, his wife, the almona, falls to who? To the brother, the Kohen Gadol. She's also to the Kohen Gadol. There's an avera, Kohen Gadol can't marry an almona. So therefore, that's the case that to her first husband, she was muta, but to the brother, she's also. Who are then, let's say, cholol shenosa ksheira. A Kohen that's a cholol, married a regular kashadika wife. So since the man is a cholol, he can marry anybody, but the loch is when he lives with his wife, he makes her into a cholola. But so what? Since he's a cholol, his wife could also be a cholola. But v'yesh lo yach kosher. But he has another brother that's a kohen kosher. So locher is a kohen kosher is not allowed to marry a cholola. So here the first one's wife became a cholola. So she was mutter to her husband because the husband was a cholol. But she's also to the brother because the brother was a kosher kohen. A kosher kohen can't marry a cholola. What about Yisrael shenosa bas Yisrael? Let's say a regular Jew, married a regular Bas Yisrael, okay? V'yesh layach mamzer. But now who's the brother? He's a mamzer. So when the brother dies, his wife can't marry the brother. The brother's a mamzer. L'yove mamzer, b'kal Hashem. So that's the case that she's mutter to her husband, but she's also to the brother. What about mamzer shenosa mamzeris? He's allowed to do it. She's allowed to marry a mamzer. V'yesh layach Yisrael, but the brother is a kosher yid. So when the first brother dies, his wife, the mamzeris, is also to the brother. These are cases that she's mutter to the husband, and she's also to the brother. Now, there are other cases, mutaris labalayim, the yasuris liyivmeyim. No, these are the cases of mutaris labalayim, that they're mutter to the husband, the yasuris liyivmeyim, but they're also to the brothers. The elo now, these are the cases, mutaris liyivmeyim, the yasuris labalayim. I'll give you cases where she's also to her first husband, but when the husband dies and there's a mitzvah yibum to the brother, there's a mitzvah yibum. What's the case? Kohen Gadol shekiddush es amona. A Kohen Gadol that married an amona. V'yesh lo yach Kohen Hedyot, and he has a brother that's a Kohen Hedyot. So in such a case, the Kohen Gadol is doing an avera. The Kohen Gadol married an amona, she's also. V'yesh lo yach Kohen Hedyot. But he has a brother, a Kohen Hedyot, that when he dies, despite that she's an amona, that the Kohen Hedyot is allowed to marry her. So she's mutter. So Chura, here is... Here again, the case is Kohen Gadol shekiddush es amona. Kohen Gadol married the amona. V'yesh l'yach Kohen Hedyot, he has a brother, a Kohen Hedyot. So it's good if the Kohen Gadol only married the amona, he didn't live with her yet. So the Kohen Gadol is also to live with her. Because she's an amona. But the Kohen Gadol didn't live with her yet. Therefore, she did not become a chalola. So if the Kohen Gadol dies, now all she is a pure almona. She's a widow. So the ma'isa, a widow, is mutter to regular Kohen. Therefore, she's mutter to the brother. What about kosher shenosa chalola? Let's say you have a kosher, a Kohen, that married an isha that's a chalola. Now, even if you live with her, good, so at most she's a chalola. So it's also for the Kohen to live with his wife. But v'yesh l'yach cholol. Let's say he has a brother, and he's a cholol, the brother. L'maisa cholol is allowed to live with a cholola. So it is the case that she's mutter to the brother, but she's also to her husband. What about Yisrael shenosa mamzeris? A regular yid married a mamzeris. It's be'aveira. She's also to live with her husband. But v'yesh l'yach mamzer. Let's say the brother is a mamzer. So now when the first husband dies, she's mutter to the brother. Because the brother is a mamzer, a mamzeris is mutter to a mamzer. So she's only yosa to her husband. Husband is a regular Ben Yisrael. What about mamzer shenosa bas Yisrael? A man that's a mamzer married a bas Yisrael, it's an avera. But v'yesh lo yach Yisrael, but he has now what, a brother? That's a normal Yisrael. So when the first husband dies, the lady, the bas Yisrael, is allowed to marry the brother. Because he's a Ben Yisrael. There's no din chalolos over here. To by Israel. So she's mutter to Israel. These are the cases that mutaris liyivneim, that these ladies are mutter to the brother-in-laws, but the asuris labalein, but they're also to their own husband. Now, v'elu asuras li'elu li'elu, what are the cases that they're also to both? There are the cases that they're mutter to both, that's trita. That's a normal case. That an isha is mutter to a husband, and mutter to a brother-in-law later. That's the Mishnah that doesn't have to say. So we go now, where's the cases that she's also to both? She's also both to a husband and to the yavim. Yev'elu asuras li'elu li'elu. Koyin gadol shenoses amona. Or koyin gadol that married an amona. And the brother was also a Kohen Gadol. In other words, after the first Kohen Gadol dies, they right away appointed the brother to be the Kohen Gadol. So now this Kohen Gadol can't marry the Amona. So the Amona was also to her first husband, and she's also to the Yavim also. He has to give Chalitza, not more. A Kohen Hedyit kosher shenosa chalola. A Kohen Hedyit married a chalola. It's an Aveira. He has a brother that's a kosher Kohen. He can't live with her either. He has to give a chalitza, not more. Yisroel shenotza mamzeres. Yisroel married a mamzeres. Yesh lo yach Yisroel, and he has a regular brother that's a regular Yisroel. So the brother is also wasa to her. She's also to both of them. What about mamzer shenotza bas Yisroel? He's also with her. Yesh lo yach mamzer. And the brother was also a mamzer. So this isha now is also to both. She's also to her first husband, and she's also to the brother now. He's also a mamzer. Is asurus li'elu v'li'elu. These are the cases that are also to both. V'sha'a kol anoshim, every other lady, that's the posh of the case. All other ladies, halacha is, mutaris to balayim li'evneim. That usually every case is, you mutter to both. You mutter li'evneim, you mutter to both, it's okay. Now, what about shniyos medivrei sofrim? There are certain noshim, like we had your grandmother, midiraisa, you're allowed to marry your grandmother. Your mother's mother is mutter midiraisa. She's only yosa to you mid rabbonin. That's called the shniya. Certain ladies are yosa to you mid rabbonin. The rabbonin said he's an erva, you're not allowed to marry her. The rabbonin said don't marry your grandmother because maybe you come to marry your mother then. So what about shniyas mid divrei sofrim? So it depends. There are cases that shniya labal v'lo shni liyavim. You could have a lady that's also to a husband, but she's not also to the brother-in-law. And they could have the other way. Asura labal umataras liyavim. Could be she's also to a husband, and she's mutter to the yavim. Shniya liyibum, v'loy shniya labal. You could have a shniya to the yavim, and not to the husband. In such a case, asur liyavim, she's also to the yavim, umutaras labal. Shniya lezu lezu, you could have an isha that's a relative, the rabbana to both, the husband and the brother, is asur lezeh lezeh, she's also to both. Now in these cases, where your wife is a shniya, where your wife is also midrabbonin, the halacha is ain lo like suba. Halacha is when you give her a get or when you die, you do not have to give her a suba. That's a kenas midrabbonin. In other words, the rabbonin make a chizik by yisur with the rabbonin. Since these noshim are mutter midiraisa, it's only yosim midrabbonin. The rabbonin wanted to make a strong chizik to make sure people won't be over the avera. So therefore the Rabbanan said that if you do get married to your grandmother, we're going to make a kenas to her that she's not going to get a ksuba. For like Paris, if you eat the fruit of a nichse milug, you don't have to pay it back the fruits. Even though usually a regular husband has the right to eat the Paris, Rashi says, because he has a mitzvah to free her. If she gets captured by the goyim, the husband has a chiyuv to free his wife. Mashenkin here, since she's also to you, you don't have a chiyuv to free her. Still, it's a knas, you don't have to pay it back to pay with the fruits that you ate. For Leim Zainis, you don't have a chiyuv to feed her. Since she's also to you, you're not allowed to live with her. You're supposed to get rid of her, give her a gift. You have no chiyuv to feed her. For Leim Belois, who is it if you used up when she got married to her, she brought in clothing. And you wore the clothing. And the clothing became so ruined that it got like holy already. So you don't have to pay her for it. This is all a knas. By regular wife, you do have to pay her. But here, since your wife is us at you, but the Rabbonin, you don't have to give her these things. V'avlad kosher. But the Rabbonin did not make the kid into a mamzer. Even though with the Rabbonin she's an erva, but the Rabbonin did not go to say the kid's a mamzer. So far the Rabbonin did not do. But if you marry your grandmother, with the Rabbonin she's an erva, but if you have a kid from her, the kid's not a mamzer. We forced you to give her a get. If you marry your grandmother, we forced you to give her a get. Now, Amona l'Kohen Gadol. When an Amona marries a Kohen Gadol, that's a Nisa D'Oraisa. Gerusha v'chalutz l'Kohen Hedyit. Where a Kohen marries a Gerusha, it's Nisa D'Oraisa. Mamzeres and a Sin L'Yisrael. That's also an Aveiri. Now let him marry a Mamzeres. Bas Yisrael Nosel Manzer, the opposite way. Yesh Lam Ksuba. In such cases, regular Chai V'Lavin, even though you're not allowed to do it, if you did get married to her, Lamaisa, when you give her a get led, you do have to give her Ksuba. So that's what the Mishnah says, there's a Knas, not to pay her Ksuba, that's only on an issue of the Rabbanin. That Rabbanin sometimes make a chizuk yoisim adivrei seifrim. The Rabbanin make a strong chizuk here. They don't want you to do these issa the Rabbanins. My shenkin was sosim adivreis. They don't have to be so afraid, because usually people are afraid to do an issa adivreis. So the Rabbanin did not have to make a kenas that she does not get a ksuba. She does get a ksuba. So the Gemara now. Ma'iru the Tani. Nosa. How come the Mishnah says the case is they have nesuyin? Listen to kiddush. Why don't you just say Kiddush? So Rashi says, Anosa Amona Koi, in the case where he married an Amona. In the first case, the Bach says, take out the word Almona. The first part of the Mishnah says, it says, Veilu Mutoris Nabalayim. Where the first part of the Mishnah, where's the case that she's Mutter to her husband, and she's also to the Yivama. So Rashi, the Mishnah says, the case is, Kain Hedyit, Shenosa Salmona. A Kohen Hedyit married the Almona. He had the Suni live with her. And he has a brother that's a Kohen Gadol. So Lachri, she's also to the Kohen Gadol, but she's mutter to her husband. Your Kohen Hedyit Shenosa Salmona. Right, so the Kohen Hedyit is mutter to her. So the question is now, what did the Gemara Mishnah have to say that the Kohen Hedyit married her? Nosa means he married and lived with her. Why do you have to say live with her? It would be the same halacha if he's only Mekadisha, if he only married her and did not live with her. It was a Kohen Gadol was Mekadisha and Amona. So halacha is, she's mutter to him. Now if he dies, and the brother, the Yavim, is a Kohen Gadol, he's also to an Amona. So for what purpose does the Mishnah say that the Kohen Hedyit married and lived with her, even if he didn't live with her, it would be the same halacha? That she's an Amona. And when he dies, the Kohen Hedyit, she falls to the Kohen Gadol, her Kohen Gadol is also to an Amona. So from the Gemara, my year with the Tani Nosa, why does the Mishnah say that he married the Amona, he lived with her, listen to Kiddush, let it just say the case is, he made Kiddush without living with her. Tichitayna, maybe you tell me, time of the Nosa, to have Eliezer Beloisa say no, maybe only because the Kohen Hedyit not only married the Amona, but even lived with her. So now there are two chasreinus, there's two reasons why Kohen Gadol can't live with this Isha. One is because she's an Amona, and secondly because she's a Bula. Allah is a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Basula, not a Bula. So if so, Devilay Esther Loisa say. Now she's also to the Kohen Gadol with an Isser Esther and Isser Loisa say. Avul Kiddush, but if it only would have been a case with the first Kohen, only married her and did not live with her, so why is she also to the Kohen Gadol? Only because of an Amona. So if only the Isser is an Amona, maybe I would say, Asi Esther, but Eichel Loisa say. Maybe then I would say there would be a mitzvah yibum. She'd be mutter to the Kohen Gadol. Because I'd say, yes, a dechel oysa say. So Gemara says, no. V'akula pirkin esev loysa say hu. V'lo yosa yese v'dechel oysa say. That the whole parak, all these cases here, talking about that there's only chai v'lavin. A mamzer's only a chai v'lavin. And still we say, when he dies, when the husband dies, and she is a mamzerus, the other brother cannot make yibum. So you see clearly we're going now, you don't say yes to the chalos to say. It's a gzairim of the Rabbanin. Rakopon our Mishnah is just saying clearly, it's usur, that you did not say yes to the chalos to say. So again, for what purpose do we have to say the Kohen Hedyit live with the Amona is enough just to use Mekadisha? So Gemara says, Mishum the Kabbalah, the Mishnah is safer. Kohen Gadol should not say Amona. Because later the Mishnah has to say, with the Kohen Gadol married the Amona. And there, you know why she's usur to the brother, Dafka Nosa. Only because the Kohen Gadol lived with his wife, the Amona. The Shav Yechalola. By the Kohen Gadol living with her, he made him into a Chalola. Avul Kiddush Sharya. But the Kohen Gadol would have just married the Amona and not lived with her, so she does not become a Chalola. Now when the Kohen Gadol dies, she falls to the Kohen Hedyit, there would be a Mitzvah Yibum. That's why it says, Tanya Nami Reisha Nosa. Therefore the Reisha also says the case that he married her and lived with her, even though the Reisha Tlav Davki he lived with her. The Murno, the Mur of the Yadatoni, Mishum Sefer, Lishtim Mishum Tsiyasa. What do you have to say? It says he lived with her because of the last case. Say because of the middle case. What's the middle case? Kohen Gadol Shekidisha Samona. A Kohen Gadol was Mekadish the Amona. V'yesh lo yach Kohen Hedyit. and he has a Kohen Hedyot, and he has a brother that's Kohen Hedyot. There's one you're saying you have to say Noso in the beginning. Of course, at the end it says Noso, but in the middle it says Kiddush only. So in the beginning also only say Kiddush. In other words, this first case is Lav Davki, live with her. So you're saying it says living because at the end of the Mishnah is talking about Noso. But the middle of the Mishnah talks about Kiddush, Kedushin alone. So therefore the ratio at the beginning of the Mishnah should also want to talk about Kiddush. Again, so why does the beginning of the Mishnah have to say Noso, live with her? It could have been enough, just Kedushin. That's most kasha. For the Mora, the Antoni Mishum Seifel, listening Mishum Mitziyosva, Kohen Godesh Kiddush HaSamono, Mishli HaKohen Hedyot. So it says, Ela Mishum Bas Bukta, it goes because of Bas Bukta, Rashi says, that means, Hod Antoni Nosa Bereshit HaPirkin, Mishum Bas Bukta Kloimam, Hashnuya Betzida. Because of the case that it says right next to it. The next case is, the Kaboyla Misni, Cholol Shanosa Kshera. It wants to tell you the next case that a cholol that lived with a ksheira. So by the cholol living with her, he made her into a cholola. Taima denosa. So why is she yosa to the brother only because the first brother lived with her? Tishavi cholola. Avokidish shayulei. Mishamachik toni nosa. Therefore, since the second part of the Mishnah right away has to be talking about nosa nisuyin, therefore the first part of the Mishnah also says already nisuyin. Because it's right next to it. Even though it would be the same halacha just with Kedushin, but it says it right next to the second case, so the second case is Daska Nosa, the first case is also Daska with Nisuin. That's what the first case says with Nisuin. The Marmayiri the Katoni, Almono, why does the Mishnah have to say the case is, the first case, that a Koyin Hedyit? Shinosas Almono, why do you have to say the Koyin Hedyit married an Almono? Listen to Besula, let's say better. A Kohen Hedyot married a regular Besula. But Lamaisa, after the Kohen God lives with, after a Kohen Hedyot married a Besula. Now when the Kohen lives with her, she becomes a Bula. So a Bula is also to a Kohen Godel. So it'll be the same case. When he dies now, she's also to the brother, the Kohen Godel.